Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day. In a few minutes here, we're looking at Sukkah 52. Rav Yehuda expounded in the Future Time, very famous piece of Gemara, the Holy One, blessed is He, will bring the evil inclination and slaughter in the presence of the righteous and in the presence of the wicked. To the righteous, the evil inclination will appear like a high mountain that can hardly be scaled. To the wicked, will appear like a strand of hair that can easily be snapped. These will weep, and these too will weep. The righteous will weep and say, how are we able to overcome such a high mountain? They'll be brought to tears, the notes point out, by the memory of their lifelong struggle with the evil inclination, Rashi points out. Alternatively, the Maharsha says in the notes, they will cry at the loss of opportunity to earn further reward for overpowering the evil inclination once it will have been eradicated. And on some level, it might be that how could they have overcome such a tremendous thing, such a mountain, such a big thing? And the wicked will weep and say, how are we not able to overcome this strand of hair? And so to the Holy One, blessed He, will wonder with them, as it says, thus said Hashem, Lord of hosts, as it will be wondrous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in those days, so it will be wondrous in my eyes as well. The point being, to those righteous people, it is a mountain, arduous, difficult task, but to other people it might be a strand of hair looking back in the hindsight. For us, in our lives, we should try to look, and we shouldn't call ourselves Rasharim at any level, but we should usually call ourselves Beinoni, if not better than that, but we should look every day and try to realize that this is only a microcosm, a microsecond in our lives. If we're struggling with something, whatever the Eitahara may be, might be eating, or need some smells, or need some drink, everything, anything like that. People struggle with many, many different things. Try to think about this Gemara. Try to envision this Gemara. How Hashem brings the Eitahara and slaughters it one day, we should be Zoch Hasum. Slaughters it in front of us, but to some it looks like a strand of hair that we could have just taken out of our milk, taken out of our drink. To others it looks like a mountain, but it's something that could be traversed, it's something that could be conquered, it's something that could be overtaken in some way. If we could see and realize that it's just a strand of hair, it's just a moment in time, it's just a momentary struggle, just a struggle at the moment, at the time, we should be able to get by it. If you have an extreme need, an extreme want at that moment, try to wave it out, try to ride it out, try to realize it's just in this moment. Yes, a person might have a severe need for a drink, but if he just tries to ride it out and find support, finds a mentor, finds a partner, finds a support group to try to get through those minutes, to get through those moments, then it could also be like a strand of hair to that person as well. Think about the Gemara. Realize that in the future, Hashem will destroy the Yitzhar. It was like a strand of hair to some and like a mountain to others. If we could ride it out day by day, minute by minute, moment by moment, and let it pass, then you'll be able to be a real true conqueror of the Yetzer every day of your life. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 53 here on the TTD.